pennies, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I don't get Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Looking on the little community today, we find the old fellows at the hotel discussing arrangements to meet their new guest. Listen.
Well, I won't be here tomorrow afternoon on account I thought I'd go into the county seat and meet the train.
Well, why don't you let Cedric take the car and go in there and meet it?
Well, this is the first guest the hotel's going to have, and I figured it'd look better for one of us to go.
Well, how about me going in? You stay here and finish getting the hotel in shape.
Well, the trouble with that is, Abner, you're married and all, and I know how jealous-hearted Elizabeth is, and I'm just feared it might cause some trouble at home.
Oh, yeah, Doggett, I hadn't thought about that. She is an awful jealous-hearted woman.
Me not being a married man, it might be best for you to meet all the men folks that comes in, and I'll meet all the ladies.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Good idea. If a man and his wife comes in, why, then we'll both go, huh?
Well, no, you can go after them.
Oh.
Hey, Grannies, I can't hardly wait to see what this Trixie Van Dusen looks like. I think that's about the cutest name I ever heard.
Cute?
Yeah. Trixie.
Ah, swan to goodness, Lum. A great big overgrowed lummox like you standing up there talking about somebody's name being cute.
Well, it is cute. Trixie. I can just might not see her now. Trixie Van Dusen. That name just sort of speaks of love, don't it?
Well, I don't know about the name, but that's about all you've been speaking about since we got that telegram.
This is sort of a case of love at first sight.
Why, you ain't even saw her yet, Lum.
Well, I believe this is sort of like mental telepathies.
Huh.
Ever since I saw her name on that telegram, I've had a feeling like love has come into my life.
For the land's sakes. It ain't been 2 weeks since you said the same thing about Miss Emmeline, Lum.
Yeah, but this is the real genuine article this time, I can tell.
No, I've heard that before, too.
Which way do you think I look the best, Abner, with my hair parted on the side or in the middle this way?
I don't know. But if you don't quit standing there in front of that looking glass and combing it so much, you won't have none to part no place. I'll tell you that right now.
It looks so good both ways, I can't tell which one's the best.
No, but you've got the ends of your mustache twisted so tight there, you look like you're grinning all the time. Turn around here, let me look at you.
Well, I put some shellac on there to make it stay in place.
Now, Doggett, it sure looks like it.
I'll comb it out good before I ever go to meet Trixie.
Now, Swan, Mom, I believe you get worse all the time.
Wait a minute, who's that?
Oh, Dick Huddleston.
Oh, yeah. Come in, Dick. Come in.
Well, howdy, fellas. How's things coming?
Oh, just fine, Dick. Come on in and sit.
Yeah, here. Take this chair here, Dick.
No, thank you, Abner. I can't stay for just a minute. I just run over to see how he's getting along here. Hey, you got things looking pretty nice around here, too, you know?
Yeah, she's all cleaned up.
Yeah, it looks
ready
fine.
For business.
We've already got one customer coming in tomorrow.
Yeah, we got a telegram yesterday wanting to reserve a room.
Yeah, her name is Trixie Van Dusen. Oh, Lum.
Hey, shut up, Abner.
I was just fixing to say that you was going into the train tomorrow and meet her.
Oh, well, go ahead, then.
Well, I've done said it now.
Oh, yeah.
Where's she from, Lum?
The telegram was from Chicago.
Chicago?
Yeah.
I wonder how she knew about this hotel being here and that it was open, even.
Granny's, I hadn't thought nothing about that. Reckon how she did know it.
You haven't done any advertising of any kind, have you?
No, not yet.
Huh. That's odd that she knew about this place opening up and coming all the way down here from Chicago, ain't it?
Well, maybe that's some more of that mental leprosy you was talking about, Lum.
Hey, shut up, Abner.
Some more what?
Oh, nothing, Dick. Abner wasn't thinking what he was saying.
Well, say, what I came over to talk to you fellas about. Now, it ain't none of my business now. You're in the hotel, Lum, but you sure made a bunch of the stockholders mad at you.
Oh, yeah, I know, but there weren't no way out of it, Dick.
Well, I tell you, they held a regular indignation meeting down at my store this morning.
They did?
Yes, they did.
What all did they say, Dick?
Were just mad because you'd promised them all jobs over at the hotel this summer, and they were all looking forward to working over here, and then they said you called them up last night and told them you couldn't use them.
Well, I hated to do it, but it was either that or close a hotel.
Yeah, he hired everybody to ask him for a job. We had all the rooms took here by the Hard Hill.
Well, they was all stockholders. Had to hire him or make a mad one. When I hired one, I had to hire all the rest of them.
Well, you can't make no money out of the hotel that way, Lum.
I know it. That's the reason I just fired the whole bunch of them.
Yeah, see, the only one we kept was a widow Abernathy, and she's going to do the cooking, you know. Fine a cook as is in the community.
Oh, yeah, she's a good cook, no doubt about that.
Yeah, I figured me and Abner and Cedric and the widow Abernathy can look after the whole thing ourselves.
Why, sure you can. Then if you do have a rush, well, you can always hire extra help around here in town just for a few days, you know.
Yeah, that's what I decided last night.
I tell you, Lum, you're not going to get much business around here, though, I'm afraid, until you start advertising. You've got to let people know that this place is open, you know. Get some ads in newspapers and magazines around over the country. That's the thing.
Well, we're going to. I was aiming on doing that.
Oh, you were?
Oh, I thought that up myself.
Well, that's a good idea.
Fact is, I wrote out an ad this morning that I'm going to send out to a batch of newspapers and all.
Yeah, I'll read it to Dick there, and let's see what he thinks about it, Lum.
Well, see, what I kind of done, Dick, I took this hotel magazine you give me to read and sort of took the best parts out of different ads in it.
Oh, yeah, well, that's a good idea, Lum, yeah.
You see, I've got it here somewhere. Working on it.
Right over there, I believe it is, Lum.
Yeah, this is it.
Yeah, that's it.
This is the one right here.
This here.
I start out here, says, vacate yourself under the snow-capped peaks of the Ouachita Mountains, where the soft tropical sea breezes are wafted through swaying palms.
Now, I told Lum, now, I believe that's sort of stretching things a little, saying these mountains here are snow-capped.
Well, they ain't now, but they are in the wintertime when we get a snow.
Well, yeah, in the winter they are.
I never said what time of the year they was capped.
Where'd you get that part in there about the sea breezes and the palm trees, Lum? We're 1,000 miles from either one of them.
Well, I sort of wondered about that when I put it down, but sure did sound inviting.
Yeah, sounds good, but you don't want to misrepresent nothing, Lum. Have folks come down here when they don't see anything like that, you know. They never will believe you again. Why don't you just put in there, where the mountain breezes blow through the swaying pines, if you want.
That sounds all right.
Yeah, that's
change
a good
that. Come over that again, Dick. I want to set that down.
Just, well, where the mountain breezes blow through the swaying pines, if you want something like that.
Yeah, that's it.
Swaying
pine. That's got it.
Now, go on here. Dance to the enchanting strains of Mose Mootz and his world-famous dance orchestra.
Mose Mootz? When did he get up an orchestra?
Well, I just thought that every once in a while we could get Mose to bring his fiddle over and get Luke Spears to pick the guitar and we'd have a little dance.
Yeah, I know, but I tell you, you get them two together now, that Mose and Luke Spears, and you get Brad Quisenant doing the calling. You've got just about as good a combination of square dance to as a fella would ever want to hear, I'll tell you that. Well, I guess it's all right. I don't know that I'd call them world famous, but go ahead.
Well, that's what the ad I taken that from said about their orchestra, and I never heard of it before.
Go ahead and read the rest of that, Lum. I've got to be getting back to store.
Well, let's see. Then I say, Mountain View Inn, the playground of America.
Well.
Swimming. Ice skating, surf riding, whatever that is, bicycle and horseback riding, mountain climbing and sky jumping, tennis, golf, base foot and basketball, boxing, wrestling, and dancing.
Say, you're going to make a summer resort out of this place, aren't you?
Oh, yes, sir. I'm first class. We'll have everything here.
You will if you get all that in there. Yeah, what's that blank space you left there, Lum? You want to put a picture of the hotel in there, huh?
Oh, no, I sort of figured on putting a picture of myself in there.
Yourself?
Yeah, I noticed some of these ads has got the manager's pictures in them.
Well, what about my picture? Because I thought we was both going to be the manager.
Well, Abner, it wouldn't look right to have both of our pictures in there. Besides, after I get mine in there, I'm afraid there won't be room for yours.
All right, Dogies, now listen, Lum. If you put your picture in there, mine's going in there with it. I'm just as much a manager of this hotel as you are.
Well, Abner, one of us has got to be the head of it. We can't both be managers.
All right. I'll be the head of it, then.
You'll be the head
of it. Yes, sir, I'll be the head of it. I'm getting sick and tired of you taking charge of everything we go into. Right, Dogie, this is one thing I am going to be the head of.
Oh, no, you
ain't. I will, don't
What do you know about running a hotel?
Well, I wouldn't have to know nothing to know more about it than you do.
Do you mean to confer that I don't know nothing about it?
Here, you fellas. Don't go getting in a fight now. Who's going to be the manager here?
Right, Dogie, everything we go into, Dick, that Lum gets himself manager of it. This is one time I'm going to balk right in my tracks. I'm going to be the manager, or I, Dogies, I just won't be.
All right, then, don't be. See if I care.
All right, if that's the way you feel about it, just go ahead and run the hotel. I'm through. I'm taking right out of here right now, and I don't ever aim to have another thing to do with you, lawmakers, as long as I live. And if you ever come on my place again, I'll be dead blamed if I don't fix the dog on you.
This breach between the two amateur hotel men lead to. Be sure to join us again in our next regular transcribed visit down in Pine Ridge.